请我们先一起来看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章三十九节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 39.
三十九节，那时候，玛利亚起身，急忙往山地里去，来到犹大的一座城。四十节。
40.
进了撒加利亚的家，问以利沙伯安。啊，这里说到玛利亚，她急忙的往犹大的这个山地啊里头去。
Bible records at the time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea.
啊，因为这个天使长加百列向玛利亚显现。
Because the archangel Gabriel appeared to Mary.
啊，对，啊，玛利亚说她是一个蒙大恩的女子。
She was told that she was a great blessed woman.
啊，对她说，这个主和你同在的。
And the angel announced that the Lord be with you.
在对话当中，啊，天使长加百列啊对她说，啊，神要让这个玛利亚啊，借着圣灵啊，来怀胎来生子。
And Gabriel told Mary that, through the Holy Spirit she will become conceived.
所生的要称为神的儿子。
She will beget a son of God.
啊，这个加百列也对玛利亚，啊，提到这个他的表姐以利沙伯的事情。
The angel Gabriel also told her about her cousin Elizabeth.
我们请看路加福音的一章三十六节。
If we refer to chapter 1, verse 36.
三十六节，况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。天使也对玛利亚讲到说这个以利沙伯啊，她也已经怀孕。
The angel told Mary that even Elizabeth, her cousin, is going to have a child.
啊，所以三十九节就提到啊，玛利亚她就赶紧的往这个犹大的山地去找以利沙伯。
Verse 39 records that Mary got ready and hurried to the hill country of Judea.
在路加福音一开始呢，就提到这两位有信心的妇女。
Luke.Started with these two women of faith.
那这两位妇女，她们在一起啊，她们在一起啊，一起来彼此分享她们的遭遇。
While they spent time together, they compared notes as far as their experiences.
哦，这是别人所没有啊，没有意见的事情。
For these are supernatural experiences. 哦。
啊，一个是在年老的时候啊，却这个怀孕啊，有孩子。
One woman was able to conceive a son when she was in her old age.
啊，一个是弥赛亚啊，要借着他来降生。
And the other was going to give birth to the Messiah.
哦，所以在圣经里头啊，这两位妇女都是非常的特殊的妇女。
In the Bible, these two women were exceptional women.
我们请看五十六节，路加福音第一章五十六节。
Read chapter 1, verse 56.
玛利亚和以利沙伯同住约有三个月，就回家去了。玛利亚到这个犹大的山地，她在那里住了三个月。
And Mary stayed in the hill country of Judea for 3 months.
因为他们两个都是有信心的妇女，他们都是蒙神恩典的妇女。
Because they were both women of great faith and favored by God.
啊，将来他们所要承担的，哦，在神国里头所要承担的工作啊，也是相当大的工作。
And they were about to bear upon themselves some very significant tasks.
啊，他们所要领受的福气是比别人还多，但是他们所要承担的责任也比别人还重。
Though they were greatly blessed, but they also shoulder on a greater responsibility than others.
所以相信在这三个月的相处当中，啊，他们两个人 彼此来分享，彼此来做勉励。
I'm sure in these 3 months, these two women were encouraging one another, and sharing with one another.
一起来啊，一起来这个啊考究哈，来明白神的啊，神在他们的身上啊，在他们的生活当中所给他们的目的旨意。
They must have been trying, studying to see what God's will was for them.
所以这三个月对他们两个人来讲啊是非常重要，也非常美好的一段时间。
These 3 months must have been a very important period in their life, and also of a great importance.
那我们也可以看到这个以利沙伯啊，她似乎是她一直都生活在这个犹大的山地。
Does Elizabeth always live in this hill country of Judea?
好，我们请看到路加福音第一章第五节。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 1, verse 5.
第五节，当犹太王希利的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他的妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。第六节。
Six.
他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主一切的诫命礼仪，没有可指摘的。这里描写了这一对夫妇撒加利亚跟以利沙伯他们的生活。
The Bible describes the life of these two couple, of this couple.
他们都属于利未支派。
They all belong to the priest, the Levites tribe.
这个撒加利亚呢，他是这个一位祭司。
Zechariah was a priest.
当时他们将祭司分成十二个班那照着他们所安排的时间，在圣殿的地方来做侍奉的工作。
In those days, the priests were divided into 12 divisions, and each were alternating between tasks.
这里又特别提到这个以利沙伯，她是亚伦的后代。
Here, the Bible especially mentions that Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron.
照着旧约的律法，只有亚伦的后代才能够担任大祭司。
According to the Mosaic law, only the descendants of Aaron are able to become high priests.
那最重要的是第六节提到说，他们在神的面前都是义人。
But more importantly, in verse 6 it mentions that, in the sight of God, they were both upright and blameless.
他们当时是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
At the time, the Jews were under the ruling party of the Roman Empire.
那当时的政策是给犹太社会他们有宗教上的自由。
And they were given certain degree of religious freedom.
所以这些祭司他们可以在圣殿里头来做这些拜神的侍奉，拜神的工作。
So these priests were able to carry out their duties for worship of God.
那这些祭司他们也特别的懂得摩西的这些律法跟诫命。
These priests were very well versed in the Mosaic laws as well as God's commandments.
但是常常懂得律法的人不一定是遵守懂得诫命的人不一定就是一个遵守诫命的人。
But quite often, the people who knew the laws the best may not necessarily be the ones who observe the laws the best.
就好像懂法律的人，他不一定是最遵守法律的人。
Just like people who know the law the best may not necessarily abide by the law.
那这一对夫妇呢，他们明白诫命，而且呢他们是守诫命的。
But as for this couple, they knew the laws well, and yet they still abide by it.
所以可以看出来说，当时就他们的生活、他们的信仰他们实在是相当完美的一对夫妇。
Judging by their lifestyle and their faith, we can see that they are a wonderful couple.
但是在人的生活当中难免也有一些不完美的地方，一些遗憾的地方。
But quite oftentimes in our life, there are some regrettable things.
请看路加福音第一章第七节。
So look at Luke chapter 1, verse 7.
只是没有孩子，因为以利沙伯不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。这里提到在他们生活当中的一个美中不足就是他们没有孩子。
The Bible mentions the blemish of their life was that they had no children.
但是从这里的记载里头啊，我们也看到说，这个以利沙伯啊，他也不曾为了生活当中的这个不完美啊而来埋怨神。
And from the scripture recordings, we know that Elizabeth never complained to God because of this blemish.
那我们今天的题目说，一位住在三地的母亲呢，当然就是在啊要提到这个。是在指着这个以利沙伯。
The topic, the mother who lived in the hill country, of course, refers to Elizabeth.
那到底这个以利沙伯她是怎样的一个妇女呢
？What exactly kind of woman is Elizabeth？
好，我们从这有限的这些记载里头呢，好，我们来列出几点啊，做我们彼此的勉励跟学习。
By these limited recordings, we can cite certain points for our mutual encouragement.
第一个啊，她是一个祷告的妇女。
First of all, she is a woman of prayer.
她在神的面前是一个义人。
Before God, she was considered a righteous person.
在旧约时代，怎样可以被称为是义人？
In the Old Testament, how is one able to be called righteous?
请看《申命记》第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy, chapter 6.
申命记六章二十五节。
Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25.
旧约圣经225页生命记第六章25节25节我们若照主我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行这就是我们的义了一个能够遵守遵行神诫命的这个人可以被称为是义人
If we are careful to obey all the laws before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, then it will be considered our righteousness.
但是从旧约圣经里头我们看到极少数的人他们真的能够完全的来遵守神的这些诫命。
But in the Old Testament, we observe that there's very few that who could actually observe all of God's commandments.
那路加福音记载这个以利沙伯他们是遵守神的诫命在各样的礼仪上面是无可指摘的。
In the Book of Luke, it records that this couple, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were perfect in their observance of God's laws.
但是他们也是在这个新约跟旧约的这个交接的时代的人。
But they were living in the transition between the Old and New Testament.
那在新约时代，如何被称为是一个义人
？In the New Testament, how is one considered righteous?
不是一个行不是。不是因为行为能够让人被神称为义。
Our deeds do not justify us to be righteous before God.
请看提多书三章第五节。
Turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章第五节。
Titus 3 verse 5.
新约圣经三百零八页，提多书三章第五节。
Titus 3 5.
主耶稣便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。这里说到主耶稣救我们不是因为我们自己所行的义。
Scripture reads that the Lord Jesus saved us not because of our righteousness.
这里所说的所行的义就是对的事情。正当的事情。
Righteous things refer to things that are considered correct, that are proper.
并不是因为我们真的做得很完美而被神接纳。
It's not because we have actually carried it out very perfectly that we are accepted by God.
而是因为神的怜悯。
But rather, it's because of God's mercy.
主耶稣基督所赐给我们这个重生的洗礼。
Lord Jesus Christ gave us this washing of rebirth.
然后赐给我们圣灵，借着圣灵的帮助，圣灵的更新。
And also, He gave us Holy Spirit to renew.
所以在新约时代，人如何被神来称为义
？So in the New Testament, how is a person considered righteous before God?
在罗马书里头提到说，因信而称义。
In the Romans, it tells us that we are justified by our faith.
因为相信接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主
Because we believe and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
哦，领受他所赐给我们的救恩。
We accept the salvation He provides to us.
哦，这样子在神的面前被神称为义。
And in such fashion, we are justified before God.
哦，所以在这里一个很重要的一个很重要的一个重点呢，就是相信。
So the crux of the point here is that we need to believe in God.
哦，那但是这也不否认。人的这个好行为。
This is not to deny that we should not have good deeds.
哦，人还是要努力的啊，来过着对的生活。
As human beings, we have to do our very best to live in a conduct, befitting as a Christians.
哦，但是不是因为人的好行为而被称义。
But we do not become justified merely by our actions.
哦，这个以利沙伯呢，他们也是生活在进入新约时代的这个时刻里头。
Elizabeth lived in a time period in which was bordering into the New Testament.
哦，所以她也是一个有信仰、有信心的妇女。
We can see that she was a woman of great faith and belief.
哦，在圣经里头，信心跟祷告常常是分不开的。
In the Bible, quite often, faith and prayer are inseparable.
哦，一个有对神有信心的人，他就会常常做祷告。
A person who has great faith in God would often spend time in prayer.
哦，一个常常祷告的人，会他的信心会不断的在长进。
A person who spends great deal of time in prayer will quite often, have continued growth in faith.
哦，信心在我们的生活当中占着一个很重要的地位。
Faith plays an important role in our daily life.
哦，那祷告跟信心这两个是哦一体的两面。
Praying and having great faith are two sides of the same coin.
好，我们请参考雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节的最后一句话，说义人的祈祷所花的力量是大有功效的。
The last statement, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
17节。
17.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，已就三年零六个月不下在地上。18节。
18.
他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产来。这里举这个以利亚先知来说到以利亚的信心跟他的祷告。
Scripture uses Elijah as an example.In his faith and prayer.
他说以利亚其实跟我们一般人是一样的性情。
The scripture reads that Elijah was a man just like us.
如果有不同的话，就是他的祷告跟他的信心。
What's exceptional about him is that because he prayed earnestly and had great faith.
因为他的信心让他的祷告有功效。
Because of his faith, he bore effective prayers.
因为他的祷告生活帮助他成为一个信心长进的人。
And his prayer of life, led him to become a person of great faith.
所以这样看来这个以利沙伯他是一个有信心的人，他是一个祷告的妇女。
And so from these scriptures, we can understand that Elizabeth must have been a woman of great faith and a woman of great prayers.
请我们再看回路加福音第一章。
Turn back to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章十三节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节，天使对他说：“撒加利亚，不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。”这个祭司。撒加利亚在圣殿里头来服侍。
While the priest Zechariah was serving in the temple,
那他被抽签抽到能够进主的殿去那边烧香为百姓祷告。
And he was chosen by lot, to go into the temple to burn incense.
那天使向这个撒加利亚来显现。
Then an angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah.
那起先撒加利亚他觉得很惊奇，甚至害怕。
At first, Zechariah was startled and even gripped with fear.
天使对他说：“你不用害怕。”
But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid."
啊，说你的祷告啊，已经被听见了。
Your prayer has been heard. 啊，
这个撒加利亚夫妇啊，他们应该在平常啊，就过着常常祷告神的生活。
This couple must have led a life of prayer.
啊，他们或许啊，曾经为了自己的这个啊生孩子的事情向神祷告。
It's likely that they may have prayed about having a child.
啊，到了现在他们年纪老迈了。
But now they're already advanced in age.
啊，虽然啊，或许他们不再为自己啊有孩子的这件事情祷告。
Maybe at this time they no longer pray for having a child.
啊，但是他们仍然过着祷告的生活。
But they continue to live on with a life of prayer.
啊，因为我们知道祷告啊，不但可以为自己祷告，可以为很多事情来祷告。
For we understand that in our prayer, we not only pray for ourselves, we could pray for many other things.
啊，在这里天使对他说，你的祷告已经被听见了。
And the angel told him that your prayer has been heard.
哦，或许他们很久以前的这个对，为了啊有孩子的事情祷告呢，啊，现在神要为他们来成全了。
Perhaps a prayer they had made long ago, now was time for God to answer their prayer.
哦，所以天使啊就直接对他讲，你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子。
And the angel told him that your wife Elizabeth would bear your son.
啊，但是这个撒加利亚就现实的情况来讲，他觉得这个不会发生。
But as for Zechariah, from a practical standpoint, he didn't think it was likely.
哦，所以他不相信。
Therefore, he did not believe.
啊，因此啊，这个天使说，你要啊，变成哑巴，一直到你儿子出生。
As a result, the angel told him that you shall remain dumb, shall remain mute until your son is born.
所以这祷啊，成为祷告的人，这非常的是很值得一提，是非常宝贵的。
We know that if a person knows how to make commitment to prayer, then he's precious before God.
常常祷告的人，信心一定啊，一定会跟着增长。
Person who spends a lot of time in prayer, he will have great faith.
那成为一个有信心会祷告的母亲非常的重要。
So it's very vital that a woman becomes a woman of prayer and of great faith.
通常父母亲对自己的儿女会有很大的影响。
Oftentimes, as parents, we have great influence over our children.
那在信仰当中，我们要能够给我们的儿女带来正面的影响，那我们要很重要，要成为有信心的人，要成为一个祷告的人。
In our walk of faith, if we wish to bring about positive impact for our children, then we should become people of prayer and faith.
其实我们越来越觉得，我们能够留给儿女最好的、最大的就是信仰。
Quite often we realize that the best gift we can give, leave behind to our children is good faith and belief.
那我们看到圣经里头一些模范的母亲，他们实在是给儿女啊最好的啊，就是宝贵纯正的信仰。
If we look at all the model mothers listed in the Bible, we'll see that the best gift they have left for their children is to have a pure and undefiled faith.
摩西的母亲将信仰灌输给摩西。
Moses' mother taught him well in having a great faith.
所以纵然摩西在埃及的皇宫里头住了40年，但是呢，他没有忘记他的神，没有忘记他的信仰。
Therefore, in spite of living in the palace for 40 years, Moses did not forget about his God and his faith.
马太福音里头提到一个迦南的妇人。
Book of Matthew mentions a Canaanite woman.
因为他的信心，因为他的祷告让他的女儿并得到医治。
Because of her faith and prayer, her daughter was healed.
我们请参考马太福音15章。
Turn to Matthew 15.
马太福音15章28节。
Matthew 15 verse 28.
耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。”从那时候，他的女儿就好了。这个祷告的母亲，有信心的母亲这个让他的女儿得到主耶稣的医治。
This woman of great faith and prayer was able to allow her daughter to be healed.
这里提到这个女孩子不但是生病而且是被鬼附着。
The Bible reads that this daughter was not only sick, but even possessed by demon.
可以说啊，她的人生啊，是没有什么啊，没有什么希望的。
We can say that she was, her life was practically hopeless.
但是就因为母亲的信心跟祷告，让她的生命成为有希望。
But because of her mother's great faith and prayer, her life of hopelessness was turned into hope.
在新约圣经里头，提摩太是保罗的一个很重要的帮手。
In the New Testament, Timothy was a great worker and helper for Paul.
很重要的是提摩太，他从小就明白圣经。
And very importantly, Timothy understood the Bible ever since he was young.
提摩太他有这个无为的信心。
He had a great faith.
那提摩太的这一些呢，也是从他母亲所教导给他的。
And his great faith was attributed to what his mother had taught him.
所以我们父母亲，我们的信心，我们的祷告，对我们的儿女的信仰非常的重要。
Therefore, as the parents, if we spend time in prayer for our children, it will really have a positive impact on them.
这个伊丽莎伯她是怎样的一个妇女呢？
What kind of woman was Elizabeth?
请看路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章二十四节。
Luke 1 verse 24.
二十四节，这些日子以后，他的妻子以利沙伯怀了孕，就隐藏了五个月。二十五节。
25.
说主在眷顾我的日子，这样看待我，要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。这里特别提到说，以利沙伯啊，她怀孕之后啊，她隐藏了五个月。
The Bible reads that after Elizabeth became pregnant, she hid herself for 5 months.
从她隐藏了五个月我们来联想到说，她是一个很有耐心的一个妇女。
From these 5 months of seclusion, we can tell that she was a woman of great patience.
对以利沙伯，对关心她的人，她的亲戚朋友。她怀孕了，这是一件很高兴的事情。
When Elizabeth became pregnant, if for her relatives and her friends, it must have been a very joyous event.
如果是我们的话，我们可能很快的就把这个消息来告诉别人。
If we were Elizabeth, we would probably be so overjoyed, we'll immediately tell the good news to others.
我们实在忍不住来告诉人这个这么好的事情。
We just cannot hold it in anymore and to tell other people.
但是这里却特别提到说，这个以利沙伯她隐藏了五个月。
But the Bible reads that she remained secluded for 5 months.
在圣经里头，这个隐藏这个字眼常常是很正面的，常常是很好的一个字眼。
The word seclusion in the Bible often has a very positive connotation.
我们说在生活当中有时候我们要将自己隐藏了。
We say that in our life, we need to hide ourselves.
为什么这以利沙伯她要这样子这么好的消息，她为什么要这样很有耐心的这样隐藏了五个月？
Since it was such a great news, why did Elizabeth choose to hide herself for 5 months?
二十五节说，她就谈到说，这个天上的神眷顾她这样子。让他除掉在人间的这个羞耻。
Verse 25 reads, "In these days, God has shown His favor, taken away my disgrace among the people."
他希望他能够有一个时间单独的这样来面对神。
She wished for a quiet time alone with God.
真的来表达他对他的喜乐、对神的感谢、对神的赞美。
To express her joy and thankfulness toward God.
如果马上公开了，可能他这种单独的这样来感念神、来赞美神的这个时间会被侵占了。
If she were to immediately release her news, then her time, her quiet time alone with God may be taken away.
他是将神摆在生活的中心，他将神摆在第一位。
It is because she has placed God as the first priority of her life.
她知道这是神给她的恩典。
Well, she understood that this was a gift from God.
她很珍惜她如何的来百分之百的 来感谢神，来赞美神。
To really treasure how to give gratitude to God.
哦，当然，这个一个这么欢喜的事情是要公开的，是要让大家知道的。
And of course, for such a happy event, it's something that she needs to reveal to her family.
哦，但是她把神摆在第一位，把这个向大家的公开摆在第二位。
However, she chose to place God as number one and to disclose this news as number two.
哦，她去想到说。一切啊，在神啊，神有他的时间表。
For she understood that, when it comes to God, God has His own timetable.
我们看路加福音第一章八十节。
Let's look at Luke chapter one, verse 80.
八十节，那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。这里是在提到以利沙伯以后所生的那个孩子。就是约翰，施洗约翰。
This scripture refers to John the Baptist.
哦，这里说这个施洗约翰呢，他是渐渐的长大。
It says that this child John Baptist grew and became strong.
哦，然后他是在旷野，哦，就是在山地里头啊，来长大。
He lived in the desert, by the hill country.
哦，一直等到神的时候到了，才显明在以色列人的面前。
And only until God's time was right did he appear publicly to Israel.
哦，所以这个施洗约翰他也应该是过着很长的一段这个所谓隐藏的生活。
So we can tell that John the Baptist also lived a long period of seclusion.
所以伊丽莎伯他一直没有让这个欢喜的事情来冲昏了他的头。
So Elizabeth never allowed this good news to overwhelm her.
哦，她一直在想着神的目的，哦，神在我身上的目的是什么
？For she was very intent on knowing what God's purpose was for her life.
哦，她很细心的，很小心的，一直自己，哦，要去明白神的旨意。
She very carefully examined what God's will was for her.
哦，这就是。人要 有那个耐心，啊，才能够做得到。
And this requires great patience on our part.
哦，而且啊，他还在等着另外一个很神奇的事情的发生。
She was also waiting for another miraculous event to occur.
啊，因为当时天使向这个撒加利亚显现的时候，对撒加利亚这样子说。
Because when the angel appeared to Zechariah, he said.
我们请看路加福音第一章十七节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 17.
这个天使说这个，啊，他们所生的儿子，啊，他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的前面，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人听从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。啊，这是天使对撒加利亚所说的，你所生的儿子，他要担负起怎样的工作。
The angel told Zechariah the future of his son, what kind of work would he assume?
哦，这里最后一句话说，要为主来预备何用的百姓。
The last statement is to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
哦，这里所说的主，他们很清楚的知道，就是应许的基督弥赛亚。
And they understood fully the Lord referred to here is the Messiah they've been waiting for.
哦，虽然这个撒加利亚以后他这个成为哑巴，不能够讲话。
Even though Zechariah became mute and could not speak.
哦，但是我们知道他可以做手势，而且他还可以写字。
But we know that he can use hand gestures and even write down.
哦，所以他发生了这个突然来的，突然变成不能讲话。
So this sudden experience whereby he could no longer speak.
哦，所以对妻子伊丽莎伯来讲，知道先生已经哦发生了什么特别的事情。
And being his wife, Elizabeth understood this was a special experience.
哦，所以这个伊丽莎伯应该知道这一段话。
And Elizabeth must have been aware of this dialogue.
哦，救世主要降生了。
Which is the Lord will be born.
哦，所以他也在等着这个事情的哦，这个更大的哦，更大的更奇妙的事情的哦的这个发生。
So we understand that she was waiting for this greater miracle.
哦，那这个事情就发生在玛利亚的身上。
Which took place on Mary.
哦，真的在不久之后，玛利亚就 就来跟她碰面。
Soon afterwards, Mary came to see her.
但是从这里啊，给我们一个学习，就是以利沙伯的这一种耐心。
What this teaches us is the patience of Elizabeth.
今天我们在教养孩子啊，我们真的需要等候，需要有耐心。
Today, as we teach our children, we need to have great patience and waiting.
我们知道很多事情都会有一个进行的过程。这个过程需要时间。
We know for many things it requires certain process, and which requires time.
小孩子的成长是一个过程，需要等待，需要时间。
The growth of a child is a process which takes time and waiting.
一个有耐心又有祷告的母亲，常常能够改变孩子的生命。
A patient woman or a mother, and also a one with great faith and prayer can often alter the life of a child.
真的，很多的母亲是这样子的，有信心的为孩子在祷告，很有耐心的在带领自己的孩子。
A lot of women of great faith do indeed spend great deal of time in prayer to lead their children with great patience.
我也很感谢神啊，在教会里头，我实在看到很多的做妈妈的姐妹，真的就是这样子。
And I thank the Lord very much because in our church, I personally witness a lot of sisters who are just like this.
套一句历史上的一句话说，有这个母亲祷告的手在支撑的孩子啊，他不会失落的。
Okay, just like there was a saying, a child who is supported by the praying hands of a mother will never fail.
那我们身为儿女的，我们要常常想到啊，妈妈很有耐心的在为我祷告。
And as children, we must have this understanding that the mother is often praying for us with great patience.
妈妈很有耐心的在等待我的改变。
And our mother is waiting patiently for our change.
我们身为儿女的，不要让妈妈等那么久。
And as children, we should not make our mother wait so long.
这伊丽莎伯她也是一个很能够鼓励人的一位妇女。
Elizabeth was also a woman who knew how to encourage.
在路加福音第一章从四十六节以后有两段很有名的这个祷告跟诗歌。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 46 and on, there records two very famous prayers.
一个就是玛利亚的这个祷告。
One is Mary's song.
另外一个呢是撒加利亚的这个预言。
The other is the prophecy of Zechariah.
这两段也是常常被提起，也是很多人所喜爱的。
These two are favorite passages that are quite often quoted.
那这两段呢都跟这个以利沙伯有关系。
And both passages have something to do with Elizabeth.
我们请看路加福音一章四十一节。
Let's read Luke chapter 1 verse 41.
伊丽莎伯一听见玛利亚问安，所怀的胎就在腹里跳动。伊丽莎伯且被圣灵充满。当玛利亚来到，伊丽莎伯她感到一种灵里头的这种喜乐。
Upon the arrival of Mary, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and joy.
四十二节。
42。
她就高声喊着说：“你在妇女中是有福的。”你所怀的胎也是有福的。
In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear."
这玛利亚她已经预见了这个天使加百列对她显现。
Mary had already seen angel Gabriel appearing to her.
对所遭遇的事情，玛利亚也是。不是很清楚的明白。
Mary wasn't able to see the full picture as to what happened to her.
但是就是凭着她的信心，她接受了这个神在她身上所安排的事情。
But she accepted God's arrangement merely by faith.
现在她来到这个以利沙伯这里。
As she came to Elizabeth's house.
她听到以利沙伯这样子的四十二节所说的这些话。
And she heard what Elizabeth said in verse 42.
这对她的内心有一个很大的一个鼓励跟安慰。
For her, it must have been a great comfort and consolation.
因为她本来说 对天使说，怎么能够有这样的事情发生在我身上？
For previously, she had asked the angel, "How could this happen to me?"
哦，他对所要发生在他身上的事情，他还是觉得，哦，还是觉得这个惶恐的。
She was somewhat anxious as to what's going to happen to her.
哦，但是现在听了伊丽莎伯所说的这一句话。
After what she heard from Elizabeth,
我们再看四十三节。
Let's read verse 43.
我主的母亲到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？哦，伊丽莎伯很清楚的讲，弥赛亚要借着哦这一句话的意思就是弥赛亚要从你而出。
From this statement, it's very clear what Elizabeth was telling Mary was a Messiah will come from within your womb.
接下来就是玛利亚啊，她就心里很安静的，充满着感谢的，哦，来做了四十六节以下的这个祷告。
It was after this that Mary was able to make this song of praise.
那当这个伊丽莎伯她生下这个约翰之后
，After Elizabeth gave birth to John，
她的先生撒加利亚就又开始能够讲话了。
Her husband Zechariah was able to speak again.
我们请看一下路加福音第一章
Luke chapter 1
六十节
verse
60这个伊丽莎伯施洗约翰的母亲说不可以，说不可要叫他约翰，当时孩子生了之后他们要给他起什么名字
When the child was born they were about to name him something
这伊丽莎伯说要给他起名叫约翰
But his mother spoke up and said no he is to be called John
其实很多人是不赞成的。
But this was contrary to many people.
六十一节。
Verse 61.
说他们说你们亲族中没有叫这个名字的。六十二节。
62.
他们就向他父亲打手势，问他说要叫这孩子什么名字。六十三节。
63.
他要了一块写字的板，就写上说他的名字是约翰。他们都稀奇。六十四节。
64.
撒加利亚的口立时开了，舌头也舒展了，他就说出话来。称颂神，然后就是六十七节以下，撒加利亚对神的称颂，以及所说的预言。
And followed by 67 and on are the prophecy and praises Zechariah gave to God.
所以这个伊丽莎伯，她也是一个很能够鼓励人的一位妇女。
From this, we are able to tell that Elizabeth was a woman filled with encouragement.
所以我们感谢神，在教会里头有很多祷告又有耐心的妈妈。
So we thank God that in the church we are able to find many mothers who has great patience and prayer.
我们为了这样子来感谢神。
And for this we give thanks to God.
有更多这样的妈妈，我们就会有更多有信仰的孩子，有信仰的青年。
If we have more mothers like that, then we will have more children who have great faith and prayer.
我们也有很多做妈妈的姐妹她们很会鼓励人。
We also have many mother sisters who can encourage others.
在这个母亲节的季节我们也实在应该为了这样子来感谢神。
And as Mother's Day is approaching, we should give thanks to God for this.
我们一起来唱诗259首。
Let's sing hymn 259.
Thank you.